This is Janice Broccoli and
Nicole LeBou,
and we're recording for the Oral History Summer School at Camp Hill Hudson, Solaris, and we are talking with, do you want to give your name?
Tiana.
And what's your name? Give your name.
Erica.
On July 2nd, 2015. Okay, and you know, we can stop anytime, take a break anytime, and Erica, this really, all we want to do is talk about things. So if any of the questions aren't fun or seem like too much work, just tell us and we'll move on to something else, okay? Really not supposed to be bothersome. So how did you guys meet? Or how did you first start spending time together?
Hang out.
We hang out?
Yeah.
But where did we start? Because Erica graduated from
Triform.
Right. And when she graduated from Triform, you came to
Solaris.
Yes, and it's been almost a year now? A year or more. And yeah, she was living home with her parents, and this was her next step. She was excited to come. She did a trial visit before she came, and she really liked it, and her parents thought it was a good match for her because she was ready to the change from Triform. And then she's been with us ever since.
What are some things you guys do to hang out?
What do we do?
Go out shopping.
And what else?
Go home.
We drive each other home. I do transport, mm-hmm. So I pick her up and then I drop her off every day. What else do we do?
That's hard.
Okay. Is there some things you like to go shopping for?
What do we go shopping for?
I don't know.
We go food shopping. And then what do you like to get? What's our snack we get when we go shopping?
Mac and cheese.
Yeah, we do shopping a lot. We do arts and crafts a lot.
Yeah.
We cook. Erica likes to cook sometimes.
Yeah.
And make cookies. Mm-hmm. She likes to scoop them out and put them on the thing. Yum. We do yoga. It used to be every Thursday, but we do Tuesday now. We do Meals on Wheels.
Yeah.
We like to sing in the car, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. When everyone's out, it's just me and Erica singing in the car, having a good time.
So, would you like to talk about where you live a little bit?
Where do you live now?
I live with Keith and Teresa.
She lives with Keith and Teresa. They're former parents at Triform. And they now have their own house in Claverick. And they do respite, where Erica stays Monday through Friday. And then she goes home on the weekends. Right?
Yeah.
So do you spend your weekends with your parents?
Yeah.
Are there things you like to do when you go home on the weekends?
Everything?
Anything you like to do in particular with your mom or dad?
Yeah.
What do you do with your mom?
Go out.
And what do you guys do during Christmas time?
Open presents.
You make ornaments.
I can make ornaments.
But you open presents too.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Presents are pretty cool. So, do you have a job?
Yeah.
What do you do? What do you do at your job, your work?
I make ornaments.
Oh, you make ornaments at work. I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
No, she does them at home.
You do them at home.
She calls it school instead of work.
Oh.
So what do you do here at school?
Okay, so what do you do at school?
Home economics stuff. So she does like the cooking. She's been in the art room. What did you just start making?
Pictures.
And what else? What did we just start weaving? Oh, we just started weaving what?
A loom.
And what are you making?
Pot holders.
She just started making pot holders.
do you get to use some of the stuff you learn at your home?
Yeah.
Is there something you've been learning to cook that you like?
Yeah.
Want to tell me what it was?
Cook.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like to make? You like to make, she likes to make a lot of cookies.
I like to make cookies.
Mm. Those, I bet those are pretty good. Do you eat them yourself or do you share them with people?
I share my people.
After you eat about six yourself, huh? Mm.
Okay, so that's how you guys met, through this, and we talked a little bit about what you guys like to do. What would a day be like? Like, what did you do today together?
Well, today was a busy day, so we drove in together. Oh, no, Michael picked you up today. Today was a little different day because we had to go get some spices from the store. So our group split up today, so it was a little out of schedule today. Mm-hmm. But on an average day, I pick Erica up in the morning. We usually get each other, I usually pick her up a little bit before 9. And then we come to Solaris. And on certain days, she'll cook lunch with me. So we usually come here. The first thing we do is gather for one in circle. Mm-hmm. And then we read the verse, and then we sing a couple songs, then we read a passage from the Bible, and then we'll go through our day, and then usually after, it's about 10 o'clock-ish, that we usually stop, and then we will have, on certain days, tea break, and then certain days we'll have education morning, where we talk about the different things that are going on in the news, and different stuff that we do and what we heard. And then we cook lunch on Tuesdays together, and then on the other day she does art, so like it's like an hour window between 11 and 12:30 where they'll do art. Then on Fridays we actually do Meals on Wheels together, and we do that on Friday, so that's from, that starts at like 10:45. We usually have to go meet over there to do it. And then so our schedule's just changed for the summer, so I'm trying to remember everything, but usually we'll all sit down to have lunch together at 12:30. After lunch we clean up and then we do drama. We have drama classes that we do in the afternoon, or then we go to the farm to pick up our shares and do compost. Erica doesn't like compost.
Busy. Yeah. Is any of that a favorite thing to do? Something you like to do particularly well?
Yeah.
Which ones do you like most?
Meals on Wheels.
Do you like to talk to people when you do Meals on Wheels?
Yeah.
Are there a lot of people, of older people, who you meet that way?
Yeah.
So that's a good, that's a favorite.
Yeah, we play music, and there's about usually like 6 or 7 of us in the van at one time, just playing music, having a good time. Nice. Usually when the boys come, they like to recite different movies or different stuff. Or they'll have a burping contest with Annie sometimes. You never know where it goes sometimes. But it's usually like our fun, because it takes about an hour to do it. By the time you drive out there, pick up the food, and do the different stops. So it's kind of like everyone likes to just hop in the van and go. And it's nice. Like they learn the different diets. Like, we know because some are diet and some are regular. So they understand that, you know, some people can't have the sugar. You know, we actually have a diabetic that works with us. So, you know, it's just nice that they get to see that. And they're very well at, and they're really good at remembering stuff, so it's, they know where we're going. They could tell you which stop is next and what they get, so like they already have it ready. And they're like, all right, let's go. And then we'll just hurry up and go.
Yeah.
serious job.
We got a lot faster. Before it took us like an hour, and then now we're down to about 40 minutes. So it's like we know where we're going, what we need. Sometimes they'll give us extra routes, and we're just like, oh, okay, we don't know where this is, but we'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But they like the rhythm of it. They like knowing exactly where we're going and what's next.
Do you like music and singing?
Yeah.
Where do you get to sing?
Karaoke.
Oh, wow. That does sound like fun. Do you do karaoke in the evenings, or do you get to do karaoke often?
I do karaoke often.
Do you go with friends?
My friends, karaoke.
Do you want to talk? Could you tell us a little bit about your friends?
Everyone. I don't know their names.
But they're a group of people. Did you meet them at school?
Yes.
Are they boys or girls?
Sometimes I like girls better than boys.
What do you like about being with girls more than boys?
They're a lot of fun.
Girls are more fun.
What kind of things do you like to do with other girls?
Hang out's
good.
Go to movies. And have fun.
Did you get to go to see a movie recently?
Yeah.
What did you see?
Cinderella.
Oh, wow. Did you like that?
Yeah, I like Cinderella.
What did you like about it most?
Everything?
Can you sing the songs from Cinderella?
I can't remember.
No, it's okay. I can't remember either. A lot of it. But that's pretty good. So how do you feel? Do you like school that you're doing now better than the way it was before? Or
I like school now.
Yeah. Do you remember anything about the school you went to before?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I like the school there.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you like to try for?
Everything.
Was there anything you did that you liked?
Art.
Do you like to paint?
I like painting.
Do you like to work with clay and stuff?
Or I don't like clay.
Don't like clay?
You like color pencils?
Yeah.
Makes sense. What's wrong with clay?
Too messy.
Makes sense. Do you get a chance to do art still a lot?
Yeah.
She does it 3 days a week here for about an hour and a half.
Wow. So a lot. Is that something you do, like, do you still have a teacher, or is it something you do on your own?
I have a teacher.
Yep. One of our coworkers, she's really good in weaving and stuff, so she's been doing a lot of felt, too.
Uh-huh.
So she's amazing. Like, she can really do a lot of crafty things. And she's a girl, she's a girly girl. Like, Erica likes very glittery, girly girl things. So, like, she draws more to, like, the more feminine, girly girl atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So everything's about glitz and glamour.
Do you like to wear pretty clothes?
Yeah.
Have you been able to get, what kind of pretty clothes do you like to get?
I like graying.
Uh-huh. Do you like looking at clothes when you go shopping?
I like buying them.
Like buying them. That's the fun part, yes. And I see you're wearing pink. Is that one of your favorite colors?
Yeah, I'm pink.
Pink? Is that a shirt you bought when shopping?
Yeah.
So you picked it out yourself?
I picked it myself.
Pretty nice.
I got gray on. Not pink.
I'm pink.
You have pink.
I'm not a gray girl.
Oh, you're not now?
No, I'm not a gray girl.
Oh, you changed your mind.
I'm not a gray girl.
Oh, okay.
How would you, if you're not a girly girl, how would you describe yourself?
I like writing.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite shirt say?
I don't like pink shirt, pink hose. Mm-hmm. I like yellow better.
Yellow.
Mm-hmm. What's your shirt say that we say all the time?
Smart Shake.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a great shirt.
We'll do it all day. We're like, Smart Chick. Whenever she wears it, it's funny. We do it all day.
Yeah.
What did we see in the window? But it's gone now. But what dress was in the window?
Cinderella dress.
The store down the street on Fifth Street had the blue scent. It was like, I think a blue palm dress. But she was like, there's the Cinderella dress. And we had to like stop and look at it, right?
Yeah.
And then when it went away like just 2 days ago, she's like, Tana, where is it? Where's the dress? I was like, somebody bought it, and it was all gone, right?
Yeah.
We'll have to find it.
Do you like to wear dresses?
I do.
Do you get to do that often?
Yeah.
Where do you wear dresses?
At parties.
Oh, wow. What kind of parties do you go to?
Halloween parties.
That's great. Are you doing something for the 4th of July this weekend?
Go home.
Oh. Do you do holiday things at all with at Camp Hill?
Yeah.
What kind of things do you guys do?
Christmas stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We spend Christmas Eve together, so everyone that works here goes here. We have a big Christmas Eve dinner. Mm-hmm. And then we light the Christmas tree, and then we do the caroling, and last year was Erica's first year joining us for the Christmas Eve dinner.
Do you get to dress up for that?
Yeah.
You had a dress on, which I think a polka dot dress, did you?
That was Easter.
Oh, that was Easter. Yeah, so we spent Easter together, too.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Nicole, you can jump in if you'd
like
to.
Yeah, I have a question.
Good.
You said you like writing. What do you like to write about when you write?
I like writing.
Yeah. Do you ever write about... Yeah, what do you write about?
Everything.
Everything? Cool. Mm. And do you ever show anyone you're writing?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice. Is it hard to show people you're writing?
Yeah.
It is, huh?
I can't write people. I'm not good at writing.
Yeah, that's okay. Me neither. But you like it? You enjoy it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can find it hard to share my writing, so I was curious if you do. So, Tiana is one of your really good friends here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have another really good friend here?
A lot of friends.
A lot. I'm curious about some of the things you do together or something you enjoy doing with your friends.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. And I was listening when you said you like to cook. And you said you make cookies. Yeah. But what else do you make? Do you like sweet stuff or salty stuff?
Sweet.
Sweet, mostly sweet. Yeah. Do you follow recipes?
Not well,
me neither.
Funny, the lot of stuff that we make it so much where
you don't even
need to look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's funny because like when we cook lunch, half the time we don't know the name of it. We just throw it all in there and make something out of it.
Nice.
So we never know what it is we're making, but we just know.
Yeah.
What works together? So we're like, okay, let's just throw that in there. Throw that in there.
Yeah.
So a lot of it doesn't have names or recipes. So we just throw it all together.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I don't have any brothers.
Mm-hmm.
you have a sister?
I have sisters. Yes. I have a lot of sisters.
Yeah.
Who are they?
Can't remember their names.
You're only a child.
No, I have a lot of sisters.
Okay.
So you like to do things with other girls a lot?
Yeah.
I noticed you used the term coworker. Could you explain for us what coworker means?
Well, the coworkers are more so the people that actually work here.
Uh-huh.
And then there's coworkers, and then there's actually people that live in the houses.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they're considered coworkers too, but they're ill living.
Mm-hmm.
So like with Camp Hill, people, it consists of the house parents. And then two co-workers that help staff the house. Mm-hmm. So at Allen Street, there is five that live there.
Mm-hmm.
Three live in the big house, and two live in the small house.
Mm-hmm.
And they just pretty much live, eat, play, and just be together 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So like here, it's different because we are actually the first urban Camp Hill Hudson in North America, and we're actually the first, as you would say, paid employees,
because
usually everyone else is co-living volunteer, where it's not like you're not paid, but you're taken care of.
Yeah.
So, like, it's kind of like a first step, and then, like, some of our people now have, like, a regular apartment where they live with one other person, and they're trying to, like, build that up more, but then they're still part of Camp Hill to kind of even make it even more interesting and more, if that answered your question.
Yes. Erica, I was curious, do you walk around Hudson sometimes?
Yes.
Yeah. What places do you like to go?
Everywhere.
Yeah? Is there any buddy you like to see out in the streets in Hudson?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In a shop or in a cafe or somewhere?
In a shop.
Mm. What are they like?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Erica, would you like to, could you tell us a little bit about your house parents?
Keith and Teresa.
Yeah.
What are they like?
Sometimes they're not much fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what do they do when they're not fun?
Sometimes, I don't know.
Mm. What don't you like about living in your house?
I just don't like that I'm living with Kelly.
Is Kelly someone you don't get along with?
Kelly's someone I don't get along with.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you get along?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you like about your house?
Okay. I like going to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Where do you sleep? Can you tell us what the place you sleep is like?
The bed.
You got a big bed, don't you?
Yeah.
You got a big bedroom, too.
Yeah.
Do you like to keep things in your bedroom?
Yeah, everything.
Could you tell us a little bit about what it looks like?
It's big.
What color is it?
I don't know.
Is there something you'd like to tell us about? Something you'd like to tell us about your life? You'd want people to know?
I used to live with Pippin. And now I live with Keith and Teresa.
Where'd you live with Pippin at?
At the other house.
Which one?
The house by Triform.
And so in Triform. Mm-hmm. And where'd you come before Triform?
I don't know. I didn't like Beaver Run.
Beaver Run. She started in Beaver Run, which is in Pennsylvania, and it's for the kids. So you can be there since childhood till 18. Mm-hmm. And then when she turned 18, she moved to Triform, which was like the next stage up for graduation. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long she was in Beaver Run for.
What didn't you like about Beaver Run?
I just didn't like the people there much.
The adults or the other kids?
The other kids.
Oh.
Yeah, there's some like autistic kids and stuff there.
Did they do things you didn't like?
They're trying to hurt me.
Oh. So you liked coming to Triform?
I like it more than Beaver Run.
Could you tell us a little bit about Pippin?
She's much nicer of a person than Teresa. She's okay, but Pippin's my favorite.
What kind of things did you do with Pippin?
Everything.
Did you cook with her?
Yes.
Did you go shopping with her?
I did. More times than I did with Teresa.
So you spent a lot of time with Pippin?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think is one of your favorite things to do?
Cooking? I'm bad at cooking.
What's the least favorite thing you have to do every week?
Brush my teeth.
That's great.
Makes sense.
My son, too.
But you have to do it anyways?
Yeah.
Tiana, is there something you would like to add about you two and your relationship in Erica's life?
For the most part, we work really well together. She's a lot of fun. And sometimes she really amazes me at the things she does sometimes. Hmm. Like, some days, like, we'll be coloring. And she's very particular about how she likes things. So what do you say if I mess up my drawing? What do you tell me? She's like, you're no artist. Mm-hmm. I'm the artist. So Erica's the artist and the perfectionist. And then if my drawing's not as good, it's like, no. Or like, we were making fairies one time and she was very precise on the colors I had to use and what she thought it should look like. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh no, don't do that, do this. So she's got a good eye for things. Like, she's very into crafts, and she knows exactly what she wants and what she imagines it to look like. And if that's what she thinks, she's going to let you know to make sure it comes out that way.
Erica, is there something you'd like to say about Tiana? Or tell us about you and Tiana living together? I mean, the time you and Tiana spend together?
Go
for a lot of rides. Mm-hmm.
So you like going for rides? Do you like going for rides?
Yeah.
Good. So that's what you do with Erica a lot?
Yeah.
Cool.
Are we shopping or transport or going here, going there? And usually she'll know like if I'm about to leave, like she'll hear it through Morning Circle and then she'll just wait by the door. She's like, no, I go with you. I'm like, you're supposed to be here. No. And then she'll just wait by the door for me to come. But we're with each other a lot, usually for most of the day. She's like one of my buddies. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
just check the time, if that's okay. Okay. Nicole, do you have...
I am curious about the Meals on Wheels. That sounds like so much fun. And I wanted to see if you... how often do you do that?
Fridays.
Yeah.
Every Friday.
Yeah. Every Friday.
We won't do it tomorrow because we're closed and they're closed. So it'll randomly be, I think we only haven't done it twice because if a holiday fell on it,
mm-hmm.
or the one time was a really bad snowstorm and they wouldn't let no one go. So we do it. We've been doing it for almost 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hudson House was doing it before
mm-hmm.
we took over. Solaris took over to do the route.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think they've been doing it. They've been here for almost 7 years. So I believe they started doing it maybe a year or two before we started. So
mm-hmm.
it's been the same route for almost 5 years now.
So you know, are you pretty known to the people you're doing it with?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny. We could joke around with the old people and just have fun. Yeah. And a lot of them, it's so funny because, they're so used to us being, at certain times. So, if we had an extra route, they're like, where were you? That's what happened. Mm-hmm. I'm no, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice. They're all very nice people.
Tiana, what was it like? Is Erica the first person you've worked with, or...?
No, I used to work at Special Needs before,
mm-hmm.
so I was there for 2 years before mm-hmm. me and my boyfriend and our family moved to Ohio, because he was from Ohio,
mm-hmm.
so we were there for 2 years, and then when I came back, that's when I saw the job in the paper, and then I started working here. So I actually started when I first got hired, it was just five of them,
mm-hmm.
the Hudson House crew. Mm-hmm. They were the only five that were here,
mm-hmm.
and no one else. It was just me, Jody, and Cam. We were the only three workers with mm-hmm. five people,
mm-hmm.
and literally within the year, it doubled,
mm-hmm.
so it was really nice, and that's when we got Erica the following year, because Triform's graduation was just coming up and they were ready for the next phase. And it's nice because we actually still get Triform students.
Mm-hmm.
So we only get them once or twice a week. Well, they'll come once or twice a week, but there's five of them that alternate each day of the week. So they just went on summer break. So they'll be coming back in September. So they follow the school district's holidays. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when summer breaks, they break. If they have a week during Easter, they'll take that Easter week off and stuff, so they follow where we're kind of more here 24/7.
Yeah.
So, and it's nice though, because we do get to spend all the major holidays together. On Christmas Eve, it's really nice to just be out of the work environment, more like a family environment, because at the end of the day, it feels more like you're just here with family,
mm-hmm.
which is really nice. It doesn't feel like work, because we all just have fun and we do our job, and it's just a really nice environment to be in, which is really nice because most job settings are not like that.
Yeah.
So it's just really nice to be somewhere where you want to be. And then for it to be more than just work,
mm-hmm.
You get to be family and be holidays. And
mm-hmm.
it's just really nice because then we get to have fun, right? We don't have to clean or nothing. We just eat food and hang out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, is there anything specific you'd say about working with Erica?
Me and Erica we bond the most. Me and her click. It's really interesting because we're kind of two peas in a pod, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just nice. I don't know. She's kind of my favorite, but we can't tell nobody. But it's just, I don't know, it's just something was that clicked, and then she really took well with me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nice that we kind of balance each other out for the most part, right? So it's more of a friend relationship than anything, where it's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and then I seen her grow so much more because she used to be so shy and wouldn't talk and mm-hmm. was kind of distant. Or now, like, since, like, if I'm here, she'll be here. Mm-hmm. Or, like, if we do something, she's more outspoken and she's more willing to do stuff. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not shy no more, right?
Not.
No. And then you actually do drama now?
Yeah.
And you'll play your roles?
Yeah.
And then what else do you do now that we didn't? You talk to a lot more people. It's funny, she attracts to more girls than boys. Like, to her, boys still got the cooties type of thing. Like, yeah. No boys. Mm-hmm. But it's funny, because randomly she'll meet me, and then like, oh, he's handsome. And I'm like, oh, he's a boy. Right?
Yeah.
Or she'll, like, notice. She's very particular. It's like, one of our coworkers got a haircut. She's like, you got a haircut.
No.
So she's very observant, and she's... it's just funny. Me and her, if I had to be with someone all day, it'd be Erica.
That's so nice.
I'm nervous.
No, I'm nervous. That's okay. I'm right here. You look excited.
What's a role that you play in drama?
Everything.
Yeah.
The chip scene.
Except singing.
Yeah. No singing, yeah.
But you lip sing. It's funny. Her, like, if it's her favorite song, I know that she'll like it, because I'll just glance over, and if I see her lips going to it, I'm like, oh, you know this song. And I'm like, sing louder, I can't hear you. And she's like, no, can't do it. But then if I know a song and I start singing, she's like, sing louder. And then she's like, louder. I'm like, oh, I can't go any louder. And then she's like, I still can't hear you. I'm like, I know you can hear me, because I can hear myself. But it's funny, because it doesn't work for her. I can't sing louder. She'll just lip sing it. And I'm like, oh. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever sing by yourself or?
With a group.
With a group. Is there any particular music you like to listen to?
Classical music.
Oh, classical. Wow. And any other kinds?
Disco. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop? Wow. Do you have, like, a radio or a CD player or something?
I have a CD player, but it's broken.
Oh. Do you buy CDs?
I buy them.
I mean, I know when the CD player is working, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It works.
Always in the car.
Oh.
Okay. Usually she... When she's in the car, that's when she listens to it the most. Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite singer?
Oh, no. Kelly Clarkson.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Is there a favorite song you have?
I can't sing.
Oh, just would you tell us the name of a favorite song you have?
I can't remember.
Don't worry about it then. No problem. You know which singer you like.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I'm a terrible singer.
I don't believe that. I think I heard you once, really softly.
I sing loud.
You sing nice and loud?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Next time I do nice and loud, so everyone can hear. Mm-hmm. We'll do it together.
Deanna was saying that you're a lot less shy than you used to be. What do you think? What are some things you did that made you get less shy?
I didn't know Tia.
How did she help you get less shy?
I don't know.
How do you think knowing Tiana's changed made your life different?
I like her.
I'm really amazed. She's actually talking a lot during the interview.
Yeah.
I knew she'd be kind of nervous, but it helped that you guys are girls too.
Good.
Yeah. That can be easier. Mm-hmm. Sometimes. So I'm trying to, what else do you like? We know you like music and shopping and cooking and driving. Anything else?
Everything.
I'm curious if you like to go on walks outside. Do you like hiking?
Not very well.
No. What about in the summertime? What's your favorite summertime thing to do?
Going outside, going for walks.
Mm-hmm.
In the woods.
In the woods, yeah. What about in the winter?
I don't like winter, too cold.
Yeah,
me too.
When do you guys get to go to to farms sometimes? You guys said you picked up CSAs.
We used to do a lot more at Ten Barn Farm and Common Hands Farm.
Yeah.
But it's hard because, last summer it got really, really hot.
Yeah.
And, we couldn't keep people in the heat.
Mm-mm.
So.
Both of those farms are very open.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's nice because we know both Peter and Tess. Yeah. But, with Peter, it was nice that if we needed to go in the house or something, we could.
That's good.
But, poor Tess, they don't have a house to go in. So.
Structure.
It's like, oh, but if they did, we'd probably go in their house too. Mm-hmm. But it was just, it's hard because, the heat. So a lot of them, it kept getting limited and limited.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got to go out there, but we still get to go out there and do, our CSAs. And then, at Ten Barn Farm, we do our compost runs.
Mm-hmm.
So, we get to see them a lot more still.
Mm-hmm.
Erica does like compost, though.
Are you getting tired, Erica?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like, unless you... Do you guys have anything else you want to tell us?
You want to say something else?
I'm nervous.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Don't be nervous. You've done a really good job.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And what we'll do is we'll be making a CD of this, and so you can have one for yourself, and you can maybe, if you want to show it to your family, or have your family listen to the interview or something, you can do that. And the other one, like we said, we'll be putting it in the Hudson Public Library,
mm-hmm.
so people way in the future can learn about what your life was like.
You're going to be famous, Erica.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Erica.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.